بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب التحذير من إيذاء الصالحين والضعفة والمساكين. الحمد لله. This is the 48th chapter of رياض الصالحين. لما نووي رحمة الله عليه speaks about a chapter on warning against harming the pious people, the weak people and the poor. The chapter on warning against harming the righteous, the weak and the poor. قال الله تعالى والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. Allah Ta'ala says, those who harm the believing men and the believing women for no sin on their part. The believing men and the believing women are innocent. They haven't done anything wrong. Those who harm them, فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا, then they bear the burden of بهتان. بهتان is slander and clear sin. In other words, those who harm the innocent believing men and believing women, then they will bear the burden of slander and a clear sin. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ, and do not be harsh on the orphan. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ, and do not drive away the beggar. وَأَمَّا الْحَدِيثُ فَكَثِيرَةٌ مِّنْهَا حَدِيثُ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْبَابِ قَبْلَ هَذَا مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever becomes an enemy of my friend, Allah Ta'ala says, then I declare war upon him. This hadith we did in the last chapter. So whoever becomes an enemy of the friend of Allah, then Allah declares war upon that person. وَمِنْهَا حَدِيثُ سَعَدِ بْنِ أَبِي وَقَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ السَّابِقِ فِي بَابِ مُلَاطَفَةِ الْيَتِيمِ وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا بكر لئن كنت أغضبتهم لقد أغضبت ربك. This hadith also we have done, and there's an incident which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he had heard some of the believing men and the Sahaba were sitting there, and when they saw Abu Sufyan, who at that time had not yet embraced Islam, they made a remark that as yet the swords of Allah has not struck the enemy of Allah. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala stood up and said, do you know who you are addressing? He is the Shaykh of the Quraysh. He is the Elder of the Quraysh. He wasn't a Muslim at that time. So he went to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, these Sahaba are talking this about Abu Sufyan. To this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Bakr, who was the greatest of this ummah after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the highest from all the Sahaba. But in this instance, Rasulullah tells him, O Abu Bakr, perhaps if you have angered and displeased these Sahaba who made this statement, then you have displeased your Allah. Then you have displeased your Rabb. وعن جندب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى صلاة الصبح فهو في ذمة الله فلا يطلبنكم الله من ذمته بشيء فإنه من يطلبه من ذمته بشيء يدركه ثم يكبه على وجهه في نار جهنم. رواه مسلم. Very important hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever reads his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, the commentators have mentioned this. Whoever reads his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, like how we have read now, may Allah accept it. So whoever performs his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, then in the entire day he'll be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him under his protection. Then Allah addresses those people who try and harm this person who has read his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. Allah said, so let Allah Ta'ala not pursue you regarding the protection He has given to His servant. Allah has given us protection. So anybody else should not interfere with us. Because Allah Ta'ala then says, or Rasulullah says, let Allah not pursue you, O enemy of this person who has read his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. Because if Allah has to seek you regarding any custody, any amnesty, any protection that He has given to any of His servant, Allah will seize you. When Allah seizes you, then He will throw you, He will cast you face down into Jahannam. So this is a hadith regarding those who are believing men, believing women, of course, that we should not harm any one of them. We should not chase away scold, be harsh on the orphan. Do not chase away the beggar. If you do not want to give the beggar, you're not obliged to do so, but do not sway him, do not use vulgar language against him. And in this hadith about reading Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, then the person is under Allah Ta'ala's protection. Of course, the women folk, they're reading at home, they too will be under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will protect this person from his enemy. If any enemy harms this person, then Allah Ta'ala will seize that person and Allah will throw him headlong into Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.